Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Joe DeSa. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Randy Reddy. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting seventh. The DH, Carlos Ponce. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Paul Householder. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Vukovic. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Reddy reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reddy moves to third. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. One out. Joe DeSa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovic fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Ponce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ponce hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Law steals second. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Romero. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Romero steals second. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reddy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles strikes out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Ponce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ponce is 0 for 1 in the game. Ponce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 1 in the game. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe DeSaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeSaw hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reddy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law bunts towards the mound. Vukovich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Law steals second. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. Little takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Baines reaches second base with a double. Law scores. Little goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Brewers. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines moves to third. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baines scores. It's White Sox, 3, Brewers, 3. Joe DeSaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeSaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Fisk trying to get to third. Ogilvy throws the ball into Reddy, who tags Fisk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. One out. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gielen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gielen moves to third. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Law hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Fletcher moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Brian Little. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gielen scores. Fletcher scores. Law moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ray Searage now pitching. Luis Salazar pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Law moves to third. There goes Salazar trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rudy Law now playing left field. Luis Salazar now playing center field. Tim Hewlett now playing third base. Scott Fletcher now playing second base. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 2 in the game. Schroeder strikes out. One out. Carlos Ponce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ponce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ponce hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 2 in the game. Householder takes first base on ball 4. Dave Wehrmeister now pitching. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Householder moves to second. Bob James now pitching. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Reddy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Householder moves to third. Romero moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Joe DeSa. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nichols moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen bunts towards third. Reddy fields it and throws to first for the out. Nichols scores. Hewlett moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hewlett. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Hewlett steals third. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Law hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Householder who is chasing the ball. Law reaches third base with a triple. Hewlett scores. Fletcher goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, White Sox. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-3 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with James covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-3 in the game. Schroeder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Waite's now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nichols takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Carlos Ponce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ponce is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ponce hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Householder strikes out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Romero hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.